Good morning. Thank you for joining us on the show. I'm Twanda Black. And the Congress has just passed the American Legion 100th Anniversary Commemorative Coin Act. And joining us today to talk about the 100th birthday is U.S. Army veteran Brett Reistad. He was elected the 100th National Commander of the American Legion during its national convention last year. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Very important, and what a time for you to be elected, huh?
Well, I'm honored to have been elected during this year. It's a fantastic year for our organization.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the organization. I mean, it started in 1919. That's 100 years ago. That's a long time.
It is. We were formed by World War I veterans, primarily to do two things when they came home from the war. One was to promote Americanism across our country, and the second was to build an infrastructure to aid those that came back from the war that were wounded, that needed treatment, needed assistance, and that would include also the widows and the orphans of those that were left behind. So our organization, within its first year, had more than 500,000 members and sprung up all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. So we are built on a foundation of God and country. We have four pillars of service, and that is our children and youth, our veterans, our national security, and our promotion of Americanism or patriotism. We have a Legion family that includes not only the wartime era veterans that form the American Legion, but we have the Sons of the American Legion and the American Legion Auxiliary. We also have a very popular program known as the American Legion Riders, or our motorcycle enthusiasts that are members of the other three organizations I just mentioned. We're nonpartisan, but we're very politically active, and we have been chartered by Congress back in 1919, so we report to Congress every year. So we have a wide variety of programs. Many of the communities that we have American Legion posts in, and we have about 13,000 around the world, know of our patriotic programs, know of our children and youth programs, and our Americanism programs. And just to name a few, our American Legion baseball program that's been around for quite a while, our American Legion Boys State program, our National High School Oratorical program, junior shooting sports, youth cadet law enforcement program, and many others, depending on what the local Legion posts want to support.
When you look back at 1919 and what those issues are, here we are in 2019. Some of the same issues for our soldiers and our veterans, or has things changed dramatically?
Well, I think the difference is that when our soldiers came home in World War I, there was little to come home to in terms of support and benefits from the government. Of course, this was our first World War, and we helped Congress establish in the early 1920s something called the United States Veterans Bureau, which is today our Department of Veterans Affairs. So we do have that infrastructure in place for those veterans. But yes, there are some commonalities between those that came home then and those that came home now. One of the signature wounds of our current warriors is PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Back in World War I, they had the same problem, but they referred to it as shell shock. So we are still doing everything we can to support our veterans when they come home, providing educational assistance and medical care through the VA. We have service officers who assist the service members or the veterans in filing claims with the Veterans Administration for a variety of different things, to include benefits for disabilities. And we have 3,500 of them around the world that do this for veterans, whether they're Legionnaires or not, free of charge.
Can you tell us how we can help, as some of us, families of veterans and veterans ourselves, how we can help, especially in this 100th anniversary celebration of the year, but other times throughout the year. Is it okay for non-veterans to help this organization?
Oh, absolutely it is. They may not be eligible to belong to the organization, based on whether they are sons or grandsons of Legionnaires or whether, they qualify for the American Legion Auxiliary. But certainly I think our local posts would be willing to have volunteers for various things. We collaborate with other organizations at different times of the year for different events. For instance, in the promotion of Americanism, we, of course, have Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and the Legion mm-hmm. is deeply involved in the community in those in terms of parades and speaking and open houses. So I think what we would really like is the community's support of our veterans. And just to recognize the commitment that they have made to our government and to the people of the United States with their service to our country, I think that would go a long way to give our service members and our veterans the peace of mind of knowing that our population is behind what they do.
Absolutely. Folks can go to legion.org for more information. And, of course, you can buy the American Legion 100th Anniversary commemorative coin, right, at some point. Is that
Absolutely.
Already out?
Absolutely. That coin is already minted. It's
cool.
Actually a series of three. You can buy each one independently or within the last month. You can go to legion.org, and there will be a link to the U.S. Mint website to where you can purchase those coins, but they will certainly be keepsakes into the future. So if you're a coin collector, you probably already know about this. If you're
Absolutely.
A veteran or a Legionnaire, jump on it as soon as you can because they're popular coins and are going fast.
All right. U.S. Army veteran Brett Rystad, the 100th National Commander of the American Legion. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.